It doesn't happen often. Maybe it's never happened. I'm serious. My wife said to me, Melissa said, I'm sick of traveling. What about those times in marriage where you've just traveled too much? Again, we've been married over 20 years, and I don't think I've ever heard Melissa say that. But in a recent period of time, she had an opportunity to go down a few hours' drive to see some plays down in St. George, Utah, or some musicals with relatives. And then just a few short days later, she went out of town, and she didn't necessarily travel for fun on this time. It was to be a support to extended family or to immediate family with a passing of a loved one. And then just a few short days later, after, gosh, well, actually, I guess it was 2 days later, 1 or 2 days later after the second trip, we had an opportunity to go just an hour drive to go visit a friend and support him in a musical that he was in and have some fun there. But then the very next day, it would have been our fourth trip, or her total fourth trip, my second trip of at least an hour drive one way and then an hour back, and just some things going on. And she said, oh, I need a break. And then the very next day, we're supposed to be heading up for about a 2 to 3 hour drive one way. And so it would have been her third, let's see, one, two, th would have been third state, fourth, somewhat major trip in just about a 10 to 12 day period. And so she said, I don't want to go. I can't go. I'm burned out. And it got me thinking that I've been podcasting about traveling for a while now and taken quite a few trips, but I don't think I've ever talked about just recharging, staying at home. And that's an essential part of traveling together. To make traveling together fun, you don't want to be traveling so much that you're never home to enjoy just the simple pleasures, the simple, not even pleasures, the simple mundane routine tasks that actually bring pleasure. If you're constantly playing, then playing ceases to become fun. If you're constantly working, then working ceases to be fun. Just like there's that interplay between work and play, you want to make sure that you have lots of work, lots of play, and that you often are playing at work and working at play. Same thing's true of travel. Yes, enjoy the times that you have to travel, especially with this COVID situation that's been going on for the last year and a half, 2 years. If you have an opportunity to travel, do it, but also appreciate the times where you're not able to travel or don't want to travel so you can just relax and enjoy. So in today's episode, I want to talk about what to do when you're not traveling. Of course, you don't want to always just be jonesing to travel again, itching to travel, wanting to go again. You should enjoy the time you're at home. What I find, there's times where I was traveling one, two, or three times a week to different states and was constantly jumping on planes, getting off planes. What I found is that when I'm home, it's vital to get caught up on the task and enjoy the task. Do the laundry. Make sure that you're ready to go for your next trip. Enjoy getting the dishes done. Enjoy just sitting on the couch and relaxing with family, watching TV, talking. Enjoy getting caught up on great books. Enjoy doing the little tasks that need to be done and should be done. I find it very beneficial to each day calendar what I want to get done. Not just a task list, but when should I do something? Should it be done today or in a few days? What things are important to do now so that when I'm traveling, I'm not worried about things that I can't control. When I'm at home, and when we're at home, my wife and I, we like to figure out, okay, what car needs to be fixed or maintained, what oil changes need to be done or tire rotations, so that when we travel, again, we're not focused on the things that we should have done or that we need to do when we get back. We like to, before a trip, make sure that our haircuts are done, or with Melissa, fingernails, toenails, pedicures, manicures, making sure that we've laundered everything, that we're prepared so that on the trip, we can focus on the now. Focus on being adaptable and flexible, malleable, because things change and you need to be ready. But it's a lot easier to do that when you've done all the little nitty-gritty things in between. We found over the last couple of weeks, as we have not traveled, that we've been able to just focus on what I'm talking about. Let's get this car fixed. Let's go ahead and take care of this maintenance issue on our bodies. Let's go visit doctors or dentists. Let's get things ready. We're also thinking that maybe travel might be limited again. So what do we need to do to make sure that things happen? And now that we're home, we've done some things like, okay, let's get our passports in order. Let's make sure they're updated pictures. Let's find out what passport requirements may have changed just since we've traveled last out of country. We've thought about what do we need to do to make sure that we're 100% ready with vaccinations. Each area is going to be different. Some might require a vaccination card. Do we have a digital vaccination card, or do we have a printed, or do we need both? What about, will we need to prove that we've been tested for COVID? And how are we going to do that on the fly? What are different countries requiring that we're thinking of going to? Or what about different states? Will we need to be quarantined? What would we do job-wise if we're quarantined? So these are some of the thoughts that we've had as we're kind of grounded, if you will, for a little bit. But just to recuperate and not to go, oh, well, we're only grounded till we travel again. It's kind of like, have you ever met? I know I had a really good friend that I worked with for a while that his only thought was is work hard all year so that you can have the one or two vacations with your family. And that's it. Well, maybe that's acceptable, but maybe you're not working just to have a vacation. I know a blogger that talked about don't work just to have a vacation. Enjoy the work. Choose to enjoy it. Not just find enjoyable work, but choose your attitude so that you enjoy it. Same thing with travel. Don't just sit around waiting for the next time you can travel and that's where the joy and the pleasure comes in. Make sure that your ultimate joy comes from being together with your family. That's why one of my other podcasts is about thriving together. Families thriving and succeeding together. Of course, traveling together is part of that, but also just being together is an essential part and is the vital and the most important part of family. Traveling is nice, but it's not the end-all be-all. It's not the ultimate goal. It's a tool. It's an opportunity for us to be able to have that thriving together family. Good luck as you relax together, be together, in preparation for your next opportunity to travel together. Bon voyage.